Your one stop on the radio for local sports. This is Mower County Sports Live on AM 1480 KAUS.
Four back on Mower County Sports Live. Sam Hauser with you till 6 o'clock tonight. So I got a text yesterday, and I just didn't have a chance to address it on the show yesterday because it came in right towards the end. I got a text yesterday asking about the mailbags. We didn't do it on Thursday or Friday. We're moving on from the mailbag. I'm going to focus on a few new segments coming up later on in the week, but we're at least tabling the mailbag for now. We might come back to it down the road if we get enough people asking about it and people wanting to bring it back. And if you have any thoughts on that, text line always open, even when we're not doing the show beyond this 1 hour of the day. Text line is always open, 507-299-2972. If you have any thoughts on the mailbag, anything that you'd like to see get done differently with it. So we're just going to table that for now and move on to a few other new ideas, new bits coming up later on this week. But I got to looking around the Minnesota State High School League website earlier today because, you know, if you haven't heard, this is the time of year when not much is going on the high school sports front, although this Pack of Girls Basketball Summer League story was a savior today as far as getting in some good local sports talk. But we're less than 2 months away from football, and this I don't have an official number as far as how old or how recent the story is, but Lyle Pacelli has a new full-time football coach, Dan King, taking over that program, and you know, certainly a well-known name around the Lyle and Pacelli communities, Faith King on the girls' basketball team. So we'll try to get him on the show sometime soon. We'll start getting into the real deal fall previews here in a couple weeks once we start getting towards the end of July, but I went back to my notes from 2017, and you had Brad Walter, who coached the last couple weeks last season as the interim head coach. He replaced Adam Hurley, and before that it was Jeremy Wilson in 2016. So four coaches in what will be the last three seasons now, and hopefully Coach King can bring some stability to that program because it's one of the few things that a high school athletic program has any kind of control of in keeping that stability with their coaches, however they want to do that. And even then, that instability with coaching can add on to his struggles. If a team is struggling over a long stretch of time, they're not doing very well, and you know, and these coaches have plenty of other responsibilities on their plate as teachers, as parents with their families and their personal lives and whatever it may be. And there are times when a team is struggling that it just gets to be too much. And there are any number of different reasons, but we've seen it over the last couple of years with a couple different sports with Albert Lea and then certainly with Red Wing football as well. They made USA Today headlines, USA Today high school sports section headlines not too long ago because of some scandal going on, unfortunately, with their coaching situation. But they've also been in that same boat of having way too many coaches in a short stretch of time. And it becomes pretty clear as far as what that does to a program where, and certainly just with Red Wing, from what we've seen the last couple of years, a team that lacks some identity and isn't really able to be as competitive as it would like to be. And Lyle Pacelli's in a tough spot in the first place, just being undersized in roster and in stature, and being in the section that they're in with Grand Meadow. I mean, they're in a section with Grand Meadow with the run the Super Larks went on with the four straight championships. Now you have Spring Grove taking over on an equally dominant level with Alex Foles being one of the best quarterbacks in the state, let alone Class 9 man. And even Houston was an up-and-coming team last season. Houston was the one that ended Grand Meadow's program, or ended Grand Meadow's win streak. That was one of the tops all-time in Minnesota State High School League football. Houston Hurricanes ended that. They're an up-and-coming team. It's a deep section for Lyle Pacelli and for all those teams in Section 1 9-man. It's a very, very strong section. And even Cleveland Emmanuel Lutheran, if I could spit that out, was in there for one season as well last fall. So the deck has been stacked. Oof. Struggling. Regroup here for a second. The deck has been stacked against Lyle for the last couple of years, but we saw them get better last season. They had their moments. Couple of close calls last year. They lost 34-30 to Randolph week three, but they led in the third quarter. They were winning in that game before the Rockets pulled ahead and then eventually won. But even then, that was still a game that was decided by less than a touchdown and still the most points in a game for them since, I think, 2015 at that point. Then a couple weeks later, they lost 14-0 to Lanesboro, and they were only down 6-0 at halftime. So we saw what was hopefully, for Lyle the beginning of the flashes for them, that they can finally start making some strides and getting a little bit closer and closer to winning some games and just get something going for that program. As we talked about it for the Packers and have for the last couple years now, the last couple seasons for Packer football, that they just needed that one win that they got against Albert Lea, and it made a world of difference for that program in terms of confidence and actually being able to start focusing on some smaller details and how to work on some more situations and how to win some games. They had to start somewhere, and it was winning that homecoming game against Albert Lea, and then they were able to start just keep improving the program from there and working on some of those smaller details. But it has to start with getting off of that schneid. And the other unfortunate part for Lyle Pacelli is there's nowhere down for them to go to schedule a game just to try to get a win like that, because that's what Austin did with Albert Lea when they snapped the losing streak. Austin, of course, in 5A, and they beat Albert Lea in 4A, and same thing for the Tigers when they did the same thing. They beat Tri-City United, who was in Class 3A, to snap their losing streak, and the only thing that they can maybe try to do is there were some other Class 9-man teams that didn't win a game last year either, and the closest one proximity-wise was Plymouth, which is a little bit north of Minneapolis, but you got to do what you got to do. Eventually, for the sake of the program, it gets to a point where you got to do what you got to do. And the hardest part is just staying positive and not to get too much into the logistics. And Coach King and Jamie Goble, the athletic director, those guys will figure that out. But for the athletics right now, it's just about staying positive. And for the guys that are coming back this fall that were on the team last season, just remembering how close they were to winning a couple of games and knowing that, and just for those guys just to keep working hard and eventually something will go their way. But it's been one of those deals for Lyle Pacelli that some of it's been, that they certainly have some work to do as a program, but also just the timing wise of the teams around them. I mean, to use a comparison for another sport, Minnesota Wild. They're on this stretch right now where they've made the playoffs 6 years in a row, and them and plenty of other teams in the Western Conference have in the NHL have had their opportunities, have had their stretches. And the Phoenix Coyotes were a team for a while, one of those teams, and the Wild certainly as well. If they were in the Eastern Conference, we'd probably be having a different conversation around their playoff success, but there were just those stretches where, you look at the late 2000s, Detroit was a dynasty in the NHL, and then it became the Blackhawks with three Stanley Cups in, 5 or 6 years. Sometimes there's just that luck of the draw in sports where it only matters so much what your team is doing if there's just another one around that is just on a generational run. And there's been some of that in section 1-9, man. The last 5-6 years between Grand Meadow and Spring Grove. So that's been tough. Grand Meadow has taken a little bit of a step back, although there was only one way to go after they won four straight championships. And Spring Grove's probably going to be just as good, if not maybe even a little bit better, than they were last season with Alex Foles coming back as a senior. But there is, there's certainly plenty of work that Lyle Pacelli can do. And it's only they just have to take care of themselves, and hopefully fresh perspective from Coach King can maybe he can see something that they've been doing in practice or in the weight room or just some little detail like that that's been going on the last couple of years, and maybe he has a different perspective on that. That can be good when there is coaching change, but now it's just at the point where the stability starts to become just as important as some of those fresh ideas coming in. We'll come back on the other side. I want to play a piece of sound that when I heard this morning for the Mower County Sports Update, it was jarring. We'll play that next.